WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Lots of reasons to be excited about last year's economic numbers in Bryan and College Station, but this year might not measure up. Speaking at the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference yesterday, Jim Gaines pointed to the 900-pound gorilla.
Let's talk about energy. We still don't know where the price of oil is going to stabilize.
Dr. Gaines, chief economist at the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University, says depending on who you listen to, energy prices could still head in either direction.
Oil will be somewhere between 10 and 200. Okay? You can quote me on that. They took the camera away.
Gaines pointed to the state and local housing markets as big winners lately, but says this could be a transitional year.
Start being prepared for the fact that as we start comparing 2016 numbers to 2015 numbers for that year-over-year change, start expecting maybe some negatives. Because 15, but we're going to be comparing to a record year. I don't think 16 is going to be another record year.
He says local home prices jumped 10% last year alone. For most, Hearn is just another drive-through small town, but economic director Kent Brunette says its economy is growing and it's showing.
There just seems to be a vitality in Hearn and Robertson County and in Robertson County that has not been here in quite a while. And
Brunette says two big projects in the works are National Gypsum's new manufacturing plant and Union Pacific's railroad yard.
Union Pacific brings in 2,000 temporary workers over a three-year period. That's going to fill our hotels, our restaurants, not just Hearn, but all over the county.
Brunette says the potential influx of workers has homeowners fixing up and even flipping houses. A new two-story, 24-room wing is also being added to the Oak Tree Inn. More information on all of Hearn's ongoing development is online at WTAW.com. Former U.S. Secretary of Defense and former Texas A&M President Robert M. Gates was in Aggieland this week. He visited the George Bush Library yesterday to promote his new book, A Passion for Leadership. During his presentation, Gates compared leadership to management. He says you can make someone a good manager through education, but leadership is more about the heart than the head. Federal regulators say dozens of Texas plants similar to a fertilizer facility that exploded in 2013 in the town of West are still operating near schools, hospitals, and residential neighborhoods. The West Fertilizer Company explosion killed 15 people. A fire led to the devastating explosion that registered as an earthquake of magnitude 2.1. The final push is underway to get Texans signed up for health insurance. Joey Botta with Enroll America says there are many easy ways to get your family signed up by Sunday's national deadline.
On healthcare.gov, there's an 800 number that folks can call and press option 1 and get transferred to our Enroll SA call center and schedule yourself for an appointment.
If you don't sign up by the January 31st deadline, you face fines of up to $2,100, which is taken right out of your 2017 tax return. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 37 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Good morning. It's 9 minutes after our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers, Anchor also specializes in polyurethane concrete raising. It's driveways, sidewalks, patios. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's a spectacular weather forecast.
Pressure has shifted east of the area. That means a bit of a warm-up in store for the region, but we look good over the next 72 hours. Lots of sunshine for today. We should be up to 60 to 65 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows 40 to 45. High pressure leads the sunshine tomorrow, milder, high 65 to 70. Clear skies tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Start of the final weekend in January looks great. Saturday, sunny and 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If it's any consolation, I had the same problem with that one.
Yeah. Day 10. It's going to be nice weather. It really is. It's going to be a great weekend. If you know, you've got something planned, or boy, if you're like a nonprofit who has a deal planned this weekend, thumbs up, boy. Hit this one just exactly right. So there's a new show on Showtime. It's called Billions.
Hmm.
I watched the first two episodes of this.
And?
Well, it's got Damian Lewis in it, who I really like. I liked him when he was on Homeland. And it's got Paul Giamatti, who I think is an outstanding actor.
He yeah, I wanted great. To see that one, and I forgot to set my DVR.
He's done a lot of things. Anyway, Now, just a minute about Paul Giamatti.
What?
Okay, he's done a lot of different kinds of shows.
He has.
Okay, now you know that his father was the commissioner of baseball as well.
Did not know that.
Bart Giamatti.
Yep.
Which is kind of interesting, but what his dad also was the president of Yale. So you consider the kind of world that Paul Giamatti grew
wow.
up in. You think about the people who hang out at lunch or dinner with the president of Yale. So, I mean,
And being around Major League Baseball players.
Paul Giamatti would be a person I would like to have dinner with.
Yes.
I would really enjoy hearing the stories that he's got to tell.
Among many things, he was in Straight Outta Compton, and I really liked him.
Oh, did you like that?
I liked him in that role.
Well, you know, he played John Adams in, was that HBO?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is really, really good.
Sideways was always a good one for me.
What was the cartoon where he was a cartoonist?
He was a cartoonist?
It was in a movie.
Oh, really?
It was really, really fascinating.
Well, the idea behind this is Damian Lewis is a multi-millionaire. He's a billionaire, and who's probably running a trading house, and he's running a hedge fund, and he's probably not on the up and up. And Giamatti is the U.S. attorney who's going after him. So it's pretty good. Anyway, it has drawn an audience of 6.5 million people when you add in your DVR and on-demand viewing. So it's doing pretty well. Ray Donovan is their second place, which is another one of my favorite shows. Those are two shows I really enjoy. I'm not going to say they're good shows. They're shows I enjoy that are on Showtime. As far as regular TV, let's see what was number one last week. Number one was, of course, the NFC Championship, and then the championship postgame. Number three was NCIS. Oh, I got an NCIS story here in a minute, too. X-Files, NCIS New Orleans, Scorpion, and Blue Bloods. Watched The Scorpion. I thought it was a really stupid show. Have you watched it?
Uh-uh.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's there's these really smart people, and in the beginning, they say, okay, we have to go to Antarctica. And so, boom. I mean, literally. Change scenes. It's a helicopter landing in Antarctica. I'm going, really?
So, a jump cut.
Yeah, exactly. You know, let's go from Los Angeles to Antarctica. How'd you get there and all that kind of stuff? But
Are you the same person who complains that you never see people going to the bathroom in movies?
Yeah, no, I haven't said that.
Okay.
But it's true. I mean, that's also something that you have to be concerned about. No, and then kind of on a serious note, this is something I don't know that I knew until I saw this story. A potential terror attack was foiled when FBI agents arrested a Milwaukee man after he paid undercover agents for two fully automatic guns and a silencer. His name is Sammy Muhammad Hamzeh, H-A-M-Z-E-H. I don't want to draw any conclusions, but I'm going to think he's not white bread America.
No.
23 years old, reportedly told two informants who were working with the FBI last week they should all carry out an attack on a Masonic temple using machine guns equipped with silencers. The object was to kill everyone inside and then escape as if nothing happened. U.S. attorney on the case said that Sammy, spelled S-A-M-Y, wanted the mass shooting to be known all over the world and ignite border clashes.
Interesting you'd go after the Masons.
Well, anything you can do to create terror. I'm just saying, you know, they're out there. I don't know how the head of Homeland Security sleeps at night. I don't know.
No.
I don't know how they do that. And
Totally agree.
Anyhow. All right, it's 8:15. It's Thursday. Normally, we're just talking about things that are going on in the city of Bryan. And Gina's here this morning to, I guess, get things started, and then we have a regular guest. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on in your city?
Well, I wanted to go ahead and just give a reminder about big event. There's sign-up going on right now. You can find out information on our website at briantx.gov. Big event is limited to a certain number this year, mm-hmm. so you've got to get in your applications by February 19th, and all okay. that information's on our website.
Yeah.
And then also on our website, I want to encourage everybody to get involved and sign up for Polco. It's a way to give your feedback back to our elected officials and our city management about things going on in the city.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank
and you.
You
brought this guest with you, huh?
I sure did. Yeah. I would like to welcome Mayor Bianski.
Okay, very good. Jason, why don't you take this microphone right over here, and we'll do that. I appreciate you changing your... good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Scott, can you hear me? I'm talking to the mic.
He called me Mike. I know. You know what he's doing? You do. Yeah, you serve
said
on
adjust the mic, and that's the last thing that stuck in my head.
Yeah,
here.
I
but
anyway, I appreciate you changing your schedule around because you were at the Economic Outlook Conference yesterday. First of all, let's start there. What were your thoughts on some of the things that you heard yesterday there?
Well, I'll always play the doom and gloom quotes. You know, I thought everything was fairly positive after the $30 a barrel hiatus that we're dealing with, but we had banner years in 2015 and 2014 and 2013. Do we think 2016 in real estate is going to be better than 15? I hope so. January's been outstanding. I think if you talk to a lot of the agents around town, it's been great. I think you're seeing a lot of influx of people pulling their money out of other investments and are now sticking it into real estate, where prices are still undervalued compared to other states. So I think if you look at it from a city perspective and from a real estate perspective, we've done fairly well with the circumstances. The hotels have definitely seen a dip. We have a lot of extended stay hotels in Bryan. Those hotels were booked on a day-by-day, week-by-week, month-by-month basis. And so some of the fracking officials and the land and lease parties there, those companies are no longer using those hotels, and so hopefully when production picks up, that'll help. But Bryan College Station's very well diversified in business, and we're not dependent upon the oil and gas market. It did hurt. People did lose jobs. Companies did downgrade, to downsize, and some closed. But we have other companies like Axis Pipe and Tube. We're talking to some new ones that are fixing to come to town, and everything in the Bio Corridor and College Station's business parks and our new Texas Triangle Park. So our job as elected officials to help bring those jobs to town, to hopefully help make up for those positions that were eliminated. But again, we can't be dependent upon one industry. We are somewhat dependent upon Texas A&M University,
sure.
And so I think Dr. Gaines mentioned that they weren't hiring a lot. Had a hiring freeze in 2015, so that's why we didn't have an influx of jobs created there at A&M. But through thick and thin and good and bad times, university towns typically do better than most. Most people aren't losing their jobs at the university. They may not increase the jobs, but they're not losing their jobs. It's a very stable economy. It's a very stable employer. And we are dependent upon A&M and then everything that they have to benefit to our communities. But I think the elected officials in Bryan, College Station, Brazos County, the Research Valley Partnership, the Bryan Business Council, all those entities together, Blinn College, A&M, BVCOG have done a great job of bringing good businesses here to our community and helping us survive some of the circumstances that other cities and other states have been affected by many years in the past.
Sure.
And so I think 2016 is going to be great. Jim Gaines, Dr. Gaines, does a great job, and his information's definitely worth looking at. And I think y'all have got his speech on
it's online.
WTW.com.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Welcome everyone to go take a listen to it. But I think 2016 is still going to be pretty good. I think he's saying that probably in the third and fourth quarter we'll start seeing some declines. But, if it's a fraction of what it was the previous years, it's still going to be good. But it's our job as elected officials to keep bringing employment opportunities, better employment opportunities to our community here, and we'll continue to do so.
Well, Jason Bianski joining us this morning. Like to get your thoughts on a hearing which took place in San Antonio yesterday. The Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, has decided that we may need to start looking at tax rollbacks. Now, Obviously, what that means is if taxes go up too much, then the voters would be able to go to the ballot box and decide against that. That would, I would think, be somewhat problematic for any kind of a taxing entity such as the city of Bryan.
Well, I've just heard briefly on the news a little bit about Lieutenant Governor's plan and what he's planning to do. You understand you are talking to the mayor, Bryan, but you're talking to a mayor, Bryan, who is in the property business. And so tax reductions and tax deductions, tax breaks are great. As a conservative Republican, we like that. We haven't increased the tax rate in Bryan over 10-plus years. We try to work within our budget. We try to cut costs as best we can, and government always needs to do a better job of doing that, whether on the local level, the state level, and the federal level, and it's more on the probably federal and state level that they need to be more focused on cutting the expenses and reducing that debt. But anytime we can bring tax relief to the homeowners and to the property owners, I think it's good. You know, there's been talks about reducing the property taxes in Texas and increasing sales taxes and user taxes. And, you know, so those that maybe aren't paying property taxes, but they're out buying, you know, $300 pair of tennis shoes will pay a higher tax. And the $50,000 cars will pay a higher tax. So there's different variations of ways we can do it, and some of our presidential candidates are talking about some of those. But anytime we can give relief to the taxpayers is important, you know, and giving them a voice and a say. And then I think it'll be up to those governments to work within their budgets and work within the dollars that are given, you know, at that point. And if a community decides they want to, as Henry Mayo said in his presentation yesterday, when Bryan decided to pave the roads in town, and that wasn't a common thing, and everyone was touting their fine dirt roads, and Bryan passed, Travis Bryan Sr., I believe, was behind passing a tax implemented that passed. I think 90% of the people voted in favor for it to pave the streets in Bryan to bring commerce to the city and to bring automobiles to the city, and sure, that was good for business and economic development back in the early 1900s. And so, you know, a community, when they get an opportunity to decide what they want to do and what's best for them, is always important.
Sure. Mayor Jason Bianski of Bryan joining us this morning. Fairly in-depth article this morning in the Bryan paper about the city council meeting you had. The plan was that three members of council would sit down with staff and take a look at what the expenses were having to do with traditions. And so, again, you're on one side of this issue as opposed to the others, and so we're certainly going to have the people from the other side on to talk about this. But where do we stand with this process right now? Because, you know, the group on the other side of this issue believes that the city has spent a lot more money on traditions than the numbers seem to indicate.
Well, you've got those that stand with staff, and with our inside and outside auditors. Our numbers are audited by an outside firm every year. We have several CPAs that work for the city of Bryan, our CFO, our assistant CFO. They do an outstanding job for the city of Bryan, and I trust our staff. I trust our auditors and the information that they give us. In all fairness, it's a very difficult situation when you start talking about fund accounting. You know, to try to sum it up in just a few sentences, because it is a very complicated issue. We have some council members that are in their numbers that are including both the debt, the borrowed funds, and the projects that the debt was borrowed for. Fund accounting is required by cities and will show every expenditure a city will make in a year. So if you want actual costs, you simply subtract the debt. Their numbers also had many errors outlined in a document that was presented by Councilmember Ben Hardiman. So I ask our staff to even simplify that even more. So it is a complicated issue. So, Scott, if you go out and you go out and borrow $25,000 for a car, so you borrow the money for that car, you write the seller a check, $25,000 for that car. You don't include that check for the car and all your payments, principal and interest, to come up with what you paid for the car. Otherwise, it'll show a double amount.
Mm-hmm.
So if you show that you paid $25,000 for it, plus you paid the bank back $27,000, you've got a $52,000 car. Did it cost you $52,000? So it's real easy, and there's, you know, we can talk about some of the other errors in some of the numbers, but you know, our staff is showing about a $35 million expense. Some of the council members are closer to double that amount, in the $72 million range. I have every faith in our staff and faith in the numbers, and it's a good project. They talk about the water. Again, we entered into a 380 agreement. We have probably a dozen or so 380 agreements with the city of Bryan. We just entered into one on the east side with Oakmont. We just entered into one here a few months ago, 6 months ago or so, with the Ice House. That building was given to someone if they'll put $1 million of improvements into it or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and then fix it up and bring in retail and shopping and all that to the north end of downtown Bryan. There's a value to that.
Let me interrupt for just a minute. But the difference here is that you are going to continue to give them that, as opposed to the Ice House, as opposed to Oakmont, where I'm not familiar with the Oakmont. I'm more familiar with the Ice House. But this is a one-time thing. Part of the contention is this is an ongoing expense, that this water is being provided to Traditions every month. And I understand that's part of the agreement, but doesn't that make it somewhat different than these other 380s that you're
talking about? It's a part of a negotiation, whether you want $10 million for your development or whether you wanted water because that's an essential part of taking care and maintaining the golf course. That's what they wanted. That was part of the negotiation. That was what the council agreed on, and that was there. What value does that water have? We had our first offer of our I call it gray water. It's probably the best way to describe it. Gray water in 2015, we use less than 10% for the west side plant. We've got 90% that's unused. It's dumped into the river. So if there's a value, and we can make, according to the other council members' numbers, $20 million by selling that, then let's sell it for $20 million. If anyone would like to pay $20 million for City of Bryan's gray water, it's for sale.
You're ready.
We've got
to do
90%
that,
yeah. of it available still. So let's talk about selling that first. But to go and renege on a 380 agreement, it doesn't bode well for the City of Bryan. It doesn't bode well for the companies that want to come here, for the people that want to do business with us. If you're constantly breaking your contracts and agreements, whether you think today it's a good deal or not, again, these deals are entered into many years ago. There was a building in downtown Bryan that was sold 10, 15 years ago for a dollar. And I had someone the other day mention to me, man, I would have bought that for a dollar in a heartbeat. Well, there wasn't anyone but one buyer at that time that wanted mm-hmm. to buy it. Mm-hmm. They had to put X amount of money into it, and nobody was buying in downtown Bryan at the
right.
time. So it was a catalyst. But, you know, at that time, under those circumstances, it was great. You know, we don't have people lined up to do the Ice House typically. You know, it was limited supply of interest there with the issues and concerns and the problems and the dollars that are going to be expended into that building.
Let me ask you this, and I want to make it real simple so people understand. There was going to be a development on the west side, and the whole idea was let's put some inducements together. So that was part of the package, and $1 was part of the package, and I understand that. But now there are members of council who say too much money has been spent by the City of Bryan. They want to get another auditor in to give them a report. And again, we'll have them come in and talk about this. But the bottom line, do you see any kind of a scenario where the City of Bryan might revisit this agreement?
Well, we're talking about the agreement that was in place from 1999. You know, it was taken over by the existing Traditions Acquisition Partnership. You know, we've got, I think, the Atlas project with the Conference Center and Hotel. There's several million that can be put into it, and that's about it. I think we're looking at about $5 or $6 million that can be expended in the future if X, Y, and Z is accomplished or done or developed or built. So there's not an ongoing expense. So if you're talking about, well, the water costs, well, again, we're just now getting offers to where we can sell that water. There wasn't people lined up to buy that water back in 1999 when that was given, but that was part of the arrangement, part of the deal. In any negotiation, if you have two parties that want to come to the table and want to renegotiate and change the terms, we can do that. To renege on those terms, I think, would be bad business for the City of Bryan. It's been a good development. Because of Traditions, you have the Health Science Center. Because of the Health Science Center and Traditions, you have the Bio Corridor. You have all the new development out there, all the new infrastructure, the new fire station, the overpasses, the new residential subdivisions, new commercial developments. So it's all been a domino in a effect out on the west side. It's been good for the City of Bryan.
But it's been good for them, too. It's been good for
in
them,
any,
too.
In any arrangement and negotiation and partnership, it is a partnership. You hope it's good for both sides.
Sure.
If you and I enter into an agreement to go buy a rent house and I'm making money but you're not, that's not a good partnership.
Right.
A good partnership is when both sides are successful and to the benefit of all. And
but do you see a scenario where you would go back to the table with them and say, hey, it's been really good. It really has. Now the market has changed some.
But the market has changed, Scott, because of what they have done. If you look at what those lots were worth, what the land was worth back in 1999 or back when TAP took over the deal, it's not the same as it is today. If you look at that building in downtown Bryan that was sold 10, 15 years ago for a dollar, it's $1.5 million building right now, $1.5 million building. So do you go back and negotiate with a guy and say, hey, it's $1 million building now, not a dollar building, and we need to renegotiate that? Again, that was part of the agreement. The 50 acres for a dollar was part of that negotiations. It wasn't something that was done today or done by this current mayor in the past few years or this current council. It was agreed upon in the past, part of the negotiations, and the and we're living up to those obligations. This current council did not start this traditions development, but we inherited this deal. And our job as the leaders of this community or to make sure it's successful, because if it's not successful, Scott, then the money will come out of the general funds to pay for any debt and any expenses and infrastructure that's still outstanding in the west side. So if we go out there and we talk bad about the development and we do everything we can to hinder the development like some are doing right now, then it could fail. People may not invest money out there. People may not buy a house out there. They may decide not to put a business out there if they're worried about it. And then who pays for that? The taxpayers. Because then it's put back on the taxpayers and it comes out of the general funds because those dollars still have to be paid back. And so if we're going to go out there and bring down the west side of Bryan, which has done a great, in general has done very well, very proud of the west side of Bryan, not just tradition, but everything, then it's going to have a huge impact, a negative impact of a future economic development, residential development, and what happens out there. So our job is to make it successful, and we've done a great job of doing that with our relationship with TAP. They've done an outstanding job. They built a clubhouse when no one else wanted to build a clubhouse. You know, there was a lot of things done. They put in the city streets and the infrastructure. They're building the hotel that a lot of people thought the hotel wouldn't be built. Bringing the town center out there helped us bring out the bio corridor. And we've got a new luxury apartment complex being built. A new senior community is currently being built. The Atlas Town Center is currently being built. The PIF is currently being built for the pandemic influenza center we've got going on out there. So it's a lot of great things on the west side of town, and I'm sorry that some people disagree on the numbers, but I'll take the resumes of our CFO and our assistant CFO and our outside auditors. Again, it was audited by outside auditors. There was a proposition made, and I say this jokingly, but our city manager told the council members that if they believe the numbers are wrong, that we'll spend more tax dollars to get it audited. But if the numbers come back wrong, then the city manager will pay for that audit out of his personal funds. If it comes back that those numbers were right, then those council members pay for it. No one took them up on that offer. So if you're confident in those numbers, then I think that's a deal you take. But, again, how much money do we spend? So do we go spend another $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 to tell us what an outside auditor already told us, what our CFO, our accountants have already told us? These aren't my numbers, Scott. I'm not qualified to be a CPA and digest into all these numbers, but again, the simple facts. They talk about the 34 lots that were in question that were given. Well, those were foreclosed on by the bank from the previous company, and those were taken over by the current partner, TAP. So that wasn't something the city gave. It wasn't ours to give.
Sure.
They came from another deal. We talk about the water again. That can...
Do it again, because I want to get the other side on, because I need to do that. But let's move on beyond this real quickly. Is there anything else that you want to touch on before we're done today?
I want to mention we had some students here from A&M that were to come talk about the big event, and I hope I've got my dates right here. April 1, does that sound right? April 1 is the big event.
Mm-hmm.
February 19th by 5 p.m. is the sign-up period. So you've got till the 19th of February to sign up for the big event. So we encourage everyone in Bryan and College Station to sign up for that. You know, they do a wonderful job on behalf of the city of Bryan, city mm-hmm. of College Station, the citizens. I want to thank everyone. Is it the 2nd? April 2nd. Okay, Saturday, April 2nd.
Okay.
Is the big event date. I hope it's beautiful weather like we have today, Scott, but encourage everyone to sign up. If you know someone that's in need that may not be able to sign up, maybe work with them to get them on the docket. But it's probably the largest student-run event in the country, if not the world, and they do a wonderful job. It's a way to give back to the community, and so I thank them for what they've done over the years to our community, and again encourage everyone to sign up and thank the students out there on April 2nd for what they're doing to our community, making it a better place.
That's it. Thanks for the time this morning. All right, that's Jason Baeski, the mayor of Bryan. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin in Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M went to Fayetteville, Arkansas last night and took on the Razorbacks, a team they had beaten handily at our place back on January the 2nd. Arkansas with a 9-2 record at home this year going into that game will take the victory from the Aggies, 74-71, Arkansas over Texas A&M. Aggies are now 7-1 in the SEC, 17-3 overall for Arkansas. They go even now at 10-10, and they're break even at 4-4 in the league. Aggies in that game led by Daniel House, who had 24. Arkansas was led by Moses Kingsley, who had 18. For the night, A&M shot 39%. Arkansas shot 42%. Aggies had 21 turnovers in that game, and Arkansas scored 15 off those turnovers. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Those winter chores are coming. Leaves to gather, brush piles to move, trees to take down. Let Sioux Falls Prater help make those chores easier. Their knowledgeable staff will pair you with the right equipment to tackle almost any job other than hanging the Christmas lights. Bagging systems for your mowers and tractors along with steel chainsaws are reliable and affordable to help you get your chores done. For more info, stop by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, on Highway 21 West or visit them online at cptractor.com.
WTAW News time is 8:39. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Local housing markets are up while global energy is down. Attendees at yesterday's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference hope to hear good news for what's around the corner. Alongside a record year in housing sales statewide and locally, Jim Gaines, chief economist at Texas A&M University's Real Estate Center, says area job growth has also been strong.
We grew 4.2% in 2013. That was the big jump. That was the big jump. That was the real recovery year, if you will. We grew another 2.5% in 14 and about 1.4% here this year.
Dr. Gaines says the Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio metropolitan statistical areas accounted for nearly 40% of the state's job growth last year. But Texas is a big player in the energy industry, and Gaines says the continued decline of global energy prices is easy to explain.
Simple arithmetic. We're producing worldwide about 93 million barrels of oil a day, and we're only using or buying 91 million barrels of oil a day.
Gaines says hydraulically fractured wells in 2010 averaged 30 barrels of oil daily and today average about 600. Development is at an all-time high in Hearn. Economic Director Kent Burnett says overflow traffic from the Twin Cities has helped with exposure.
We have people driving from Bryan College Station to come eat at our local restaurant. So we are a bedroom community to Bryan College Station. We're part of y'all's metropolitan statistical area. So we would like for people to rediscover Hearn.
Burnett says it isn't just restaurants and hotels creating revenue in the community.
There is a big mound of dirt that everybody in Hearn's been talking about. It is the site for a new Tractor Supply. We're very excited about that, but we're excited about having a new Ace Hardware downtown, too. So we're trying to accommodate the needs of people throughout Robertson County.
Burnett says two other projects, both of which are still in the planning stages, are Union Pacific's Railroad Yard and National Gypsum's new manufacturing plant. Go online to WTAW.com for more information on Hearn's ongoing development. Aggieland welcomed former Texas A&M president and former U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert M. Gates back to town this week.
Gates is on tour promoting his new book, A Passion for Leadership, Lessons on Change and Reform from 50 Years of Public Service. During his presentation at the George Bush Library and Museum on Wednesday, Gates says this is the first time he's written about his experience at Texas A&M.
I talk about the importance of listening to people. Listening to faculty, listening to staff, listening to students, listening to regents, listening to alumni, former students, listening to a variety of people, figuring out where the deficiencies are, why isn't the place moving as fast or as far forward as we would like.
Gates says another aspect of the book covers techniques for how you deal with anyone who has influence or a say in the affairs of an organization.
Finally, there is the piece about people, and the line in the book is that people, not systems, implement change. So how do you empower people? How do you delegate authority, empower people, and hold people accountable for performance?
When asked if he could give an example of a public institution that best exemplifies the qualities that he advocates for in his book, Gates answered, Texas A&M. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas's highest criminal court has thrown out the death sentence for a man convicted of killing a woman at her College Station home in 2010. The Court of Criminal Appeals ruled 6-3 Wednesday to return the case of 50-year-old Stanley Griffin to the Brazos County Trial Court for a new punishment hearing. Sunday's the deadline for getting signed up for mandatory health insurance at healthcare.gov, and Joey Botta with Enroll America says the fines for not signing up are steep.
If you do not sign up by January 31st, when you file your 2017 taxes, that penalty will go up to $695 per person. For a family of four, you're looking at almost $2,100.
Hundreds of volunteers are standing by at centers across the state to make sure all families are covered. WTAW News Time is 8:43. It's 41 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
The BVSO's very own concertmaster, Javier Chaparro, and his band, Salud, take to the stage with the symphony for this very special concert. Join us for an exciting evening of romance, jazz, and fun, beginning with Bowling Suite for Violin and Jazz Piano Trio. The symphony will also premiere new works composed by Javier himself, featuring the romantic sounds of South American music and irresistible Latin jazz, on Sunday, January 31st at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Good morning, it's 845. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between Briarcrest and University, or at wiltons.com. Furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's the weather. It's going to be California without the high taxes. I mean, it's great. Look for a high temperature today, and without as many weirdos. High temperature today, about 65 or so. Winds out of the west, which we don't get very often, so that'll be a little different. Tonight, around 41. And then we're looking at a high temperature tomorrow of 70, Saturday 72. Winds will be up a little on Saturday, up about 25 miles an hour, so may not necessarily feel like the best of all 72s. But Sunday, just about ideal. We're talking 75 degrees. And then just about the same on Monday. Let's peek ahead to Tuesday. Tuesday's down a little bit to 61. But
oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
The humanity.
Anyway, call all your friends in the Northeast and go, ha, 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 ha. Take a picture, you know, in your shorts or whatever. All right. Tipping.
As in like at a restaurant?
That's the one.
Not cows.
All right. In hopes of providing better compensation to employees, restaurants across U.S. America have begun to move away from tipping and toward service surcharges.
But maybe because people are so bad at it.
Well, what do you mean?
I think generally most people don't tip well.
Oh, well, yeah, I think you're right. I think that's very true. A study found 81% of restaurant-going adults aren't ready to ban tipping, though. Those against the change said they prefer the decision to be based on some sort of positive service experience. See, and I think that's the way I feel about
that. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
They're worried built-in surcharges will lead to less accountability and thus poor service. I agree with that. You know, you have to look at over time how this is going to work out. Which states tip the best? Number one is Alaska. Can you believe that?
Huh.
17% is the average tip in Alaska. On the downside is Delaware at 14%.
Hmm.
Now, that's only 3% difference.
Yeah, it doesn't seem such a wide gulf.
Yeah, Texas at 16.3. But
I really aim for 20.
Well, the other thing that
on how I'm treated.
Is that's one of the highest, when percentage-wise, is Alaska is one of the highest when it comes to customers who do tip. 60% of Alaska customers do tip. The highest state in U.S. America for percentage of people who tip is Montana. Second is Louisiana at 60.6%.
Huh.
So, you know, it could be their kin. Texas in at 56.8. I'm not like everybody, but my personal feeling is if you can afford to go out and eat, you can afford to tip.
That should be the rule.
Yeah. And
unless they suck.
Well, no. Okay. You should have the ability to tip. You should have the financial ability to tip.
Yes. Yeah.
If you eat out.
I concur, but okay. I have a real problem giving somebody 20% if I've waited a half hour for a glass of tea.
Hello.
Hey, I've always just doubled the tax, give them a fair tip if they give good service.
Okay, double the. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they get lousy service, leave them a quarter.
Yeah, there you are. Well, yeah, leave them something so they know. I mean, I've always believed in that.
Because they're making about $2.50
yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
And if you spend an hour there, that you're saying that's how much their time was worth.
Now, see, that caller had a very interesting I basically tip at 20%, but this caller had a good idea, which is double the tax.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get up to about 17%,
yeah.
Almost
17%. And, you know, that's fair.
I have a tip calculator on my phone.
You know, knowledge is power, and we know that. They've said that for years. The problem is being able to get more and more knowledge, i.e. personal information on individuals, gives people power that might make you uncomfortable. Now, understand, one of the great things that Karl Rove did is he dug really, really deep. He really drilled deep into data. And based on that data, and he tied it to zip codes, which he had then tied to direct mail pieces, so that he could actually go down into neighborhoods, drill down, get the right mail piece out in the hands of people. That got W. elected governor of Texas. It got him elected president of the United States. So having that information is really important. So if you think that retailers have information on you, remember, those folks who are running for president know a heck of a lot more. When presidential candidates turn to data crunchers at Rocket Fuel in Silicon Valley to find those voters out there who are tougher on immigration, the firm comes up with a very specific answer. That would be Chevy truck drivers who like Starbucks. Now, you see, what they've done
that is
they,
specific.
It is specific, but what they've done is they've got a profile. They take that template and they put it up against data, and this is what comes out.
Huh.
And this is what they do. So consumers of frozen vegetables who are more likely to oppose abortions. People are curious about diabetes. Look, I'm just saying. This is what you take something, you put a template on it, you squeeze the data through it, and what you get on the other side.
That's some serious extrapolation.
It
no
is a
joke.
But the deal is that gives you tendencies.
Okay.
And guess who gathers more information than anybody else?
Do we shop at this one in our town?
A retailer?
Google. No, Google. And Google will market that. I guarantee you Google markets that. They do.
Well, yeah. That's how, yeah. They sell that advertising.
They
metrics,
sell that advertising.
Those divisions.
I went in and I was looking for a particular product. Just curious, okay? Because what had happened is I heard the commercial on the radio. I decided to go look at this product. I went and looked at the product. I did about three clicks through from the website. Okay, so three clicks into the website. Okay, that was 2 weeks ago. I still get a banner ad. Okay, just say it. And think about that. You know what's happening to you, too. You go in and you just kind of, you wander off into some little bunny trail someplace,
yep.
Okay? And the next thing you know, they're banging you for the next 2 weeks about, hey, look at this, we're doing this. Hey, do you know about this? You know, lawn furniture or whatever it happens to be.
If it bothers you, and I'm not telling you, it's impossible to avoid all advertising, but if it's just something that sort of grates on you, I just open up, Chrome has, it's called private browsing.
Oh, okay.
When I know I'm going for a specific product and it's just educational and I don't want to see that ad for the next 2 weeks, open up a private window. It doesn't know who you are, so it can't retarget you.
Yeah, good. I appreciate that. I and this is personal. This is me, one person, am fairly resistant to that stuff. And that just doesn't happen to be a medium that works for me.
Me either.
I feel like web advertising doesn't work on me, but it's always there, so I can't say definitively that I'm not influenced by it.
Now,
it's just when I'm aware of it, I think I have a slightly more negative opinion.
Strangely enough, you know, I know it sounds amazing. I know you think that we plan the show well ahead, but you guys know me. I mean, I am on the fly. Literally, I'm looking for something 4 seconds before the microphone goes on.
No. And we have show meetings every day.
And it bothers me tremendously when I get these giant ads that, and like,
oh,
this
over
morning,
the screen?
Over the screen, and the X is black, and it's so small that you can't find the damn thing. And all you're trying to do is just get, no, I don't even, and the thing is I am so resistant to whatever that is because I'm so angry that that thing has covered up the screen.
Yes.
Very inefficient advertising, at least for me. And I have to believe for most everybody because you went there for a purpose. You went there to get an answer.
But ultimately unavoidable because you could say, I'm never going to that site again. The next time, you're on the site.
Sure. Well, or, you know, you rolled across it and it pops up.
That's just the one that irritates.
Yeah.
There's some of them. Where you roll over a highlighted name.
Yes.
And it gums up the process for 30 seconds.
Yeah. You're going, well, what? No, I don't. This is not where I'm going. I'm trying to find something here.
Happy New Year from Allen Honda. We're ringing in 2016 with an all-new line of vehicles and a new dealership. Make one of your New Year's resolutions to come get into a reliable and affordable Honda. Like the all-new 2016 Civic Sedan for only $179 a month. Allen Honda is also extending the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance on any new vehicle purchased in stock. We have also broken ground on the new state-of-the-art Allen Honda facility. Start your new year off right and stop by Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. About half of all Amazon's U.S. customers now subscribe to the online giant's annual Prime service, with 14 million new members joining in 2015. The new estimate pegs the total number of U.S. Amazon customers who subscribe to Prime at 54 million, and those members tend to shell out more money on the site, spending an average of about $1,100 every year, nearly double the purchase of non-Prime members. Initial jobless claims tumbled by 16,000 in the latest week. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, fell by 2,250. The threat of bankruptcy is hanging over New Jersey officials' latest proposal to take control of Atlantic City's finances, after some said it would be the best way to save the struggling city. After Governor Christie and the state Senate president proposed a state takeover, Atlantic County's executives said filing for bankruptcy would be better than relying on state taxpayers to pay the city's debts. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2016 Reagan Day Dinner, Tuesday, February 16th at the Brazos Center, with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick serving as keynote speaker. Meet our local Republican candidates and mingle with fellow Republicans for an evening of fellowship and fun as we prepare for a dynamic presidential election season. The 2016 Reagan Day Dinner, Tuesday, February 16th at the Brazos Center. Sponsorship opportunities and individual tickets available. Log on to BrazosGOP.org.
8:57, News Talk 1620, WTAWC Infomaniacs. Okay, the largest organ, the body's largest organ is your skin.
Skin,
we know that. Okay, you want to take care of it because it's the only one you got. Okay, so some common skin myths. Here we go. Drinking more water is good for your complexion. Ask anybody, you know, any of those celebs out there, and they'll say, oh, I drink lots of water. In reality, water intake doesn't really help with your skin hydration unless you really, if you're really extremely dehydrated, it would help. Okay, You should skip makeup once a week to let your face breathe.
I do.
Yep.
Go barefaced if you want, but it's not actually making your skin any better. Makeup itself doesn't make your skin worse. Improper cleansing makes it worse. Exfoliate regularly. Over-exfoliating can actually cause inflammation. Limit to a max of 2 or 3 times a week. And see, I didn't know that. I thought exfoliating every day was an okay thing. Sweat out toxins for better skin. Excessive exercise does not clear out toxins as well as your liver and kidneys do.
You sweat going outside.
You're exactly right. Doesn't take exercise. Sweat is 99% water. Okay, there aren't a whole lot of toxins in water. Okay, about 1%.
Water and salt.
Finally, cold weather dries your skin. It's actually the indoor heating that is drying your skin.
Interesting.
Sitting by a vent might keep you warm during the year, but remember that it's also sucking all the fluids out of your skin. So we're just here to try to help to make you your lovely self that you want to be, right? Believe that?
I guess so.
Okay, fine. All right. On this
Stop
date,
it.
On this date in history, 1813, Pride and Prejudice was first published in the United Kingdom. Just to go along with that, next month, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is coming out in the movie theaters.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, you know.
Got to see that.
There are lots of parents out there who have cursed the name of Gottfried Christensen. Why? Lego blocks. He created them in 1958. Ow, ow, ow. Stop. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station.